You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. Big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, let's get into today's show.
Ladies and gents, my name is Kirby Minnick, aka Kirby is a Boss, and welcome to the Bought and Beloved podcast, man. Oh man, I am excited to finally release this to you all because I have been working on this, praying about this, writing content for this, and keeping this a secret for a little while now, but I am finally here to give you guys some really good stuff. Now, as many of you guys know, and for those of you who may not know much about me, my name is Kirby Minnick. I'm 21 years old, almost 22. Wow, 22 March 5th. Here we go. Happy birthday. And I'm graduating this May 2019 from DBU with a degree in communication theory and a minor in biblical studies. So literally what I'm doing right now and what I've been doing for about the past 7 years. I'm a social media influencer on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and collectively I have over 250,000 followers, I think. And I'm not saying that to boast, but to give God the glory, because honestly, it's all because of Him and for Him. So the kind of content that I create on my different channels is family-friendly content, funny content, fashion and lifestyle content, but more so, the foundation of it all is faith-based content. So yeah, I love, 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 love creating content. I thrive when it comes to creating and crafting, but more importantly, I love Jesus. And that's what brings me here today to podcasting. So the reason why I decided to even launch my own podcasting channel is because not only do I thrive off of content creating and communication, but I take so much joy in teaching you all the Word of God and pouring truth into the whole world. And I think that podcasting is such a good way to make that content accessible to you all 24/7. Because as many of you know, especially those who follow me on Instagram, you know that I get spontaneous words from the Holy Spirit and I'll just hop on Instagram live and just start preaching, start teaching. And everybody always messages me afterwards saying, Kirby, can you please save this and upload it again? Keep this up for more than 24 hours. We want more of this content. And the problem is that with Instagram Live, it does go away after 24 hours. So I thought that podcasting would be a terrific way for me to just hop on a mic and to share this content with you all so that you can go back and reference it whenever you want. And you can filter through the kind of content you want to listen to. You can share it with your friends, which I hope you all do because this world needs Jesus. I'm not only answering your DMs and your requests, but God really put this on my heart. And I know that this is the next step in content creating, that route that I want to take and I want to go down. I'm excited. I'm super excited to just hop on a mic and spit out a word whenever the Holy Spirit puts something on my heart. But before I forget, before I really dive into kind of what I want to say on this first podcast, please subscribe. Seriously, subscribe to this podcast because that way you will be able to get all the notifications. It will upload directly to your phone. You will have no worries about constantly having to check up on when and if I release content. You will be notified. So subscribe. It definitely not only will help me out, but it will help the podcast out with getting up there in the charts, especially if you swipe up and leave a 5-star review. Not just for my sake, but guys, I want this podcast to reach people, to really reach the lost and those who are hungry and seeking for truth that that they don't even realize. And by leaving comments and by giving this a good rating, it will climb the charts. By getting downloads, it will climb the charts and have more exposure to not just the Christian world, but hopefully the secular world as well. Because not only are there lost people, but there are lost Christians that need some truth. So I genuinely believe that God wants to use this podcast to speak into a dying generation, to put love back into broken hearts, and to feed truth into the ears that are ready to hear it. So yeah, subscribe, let's get this gospel out there, swipe up, leave a sweet little comment, and rate this baby 5 stars. I bet you are all wondering is why I called this the Bought and Beloved podcast, right? Because my whole brand, for those of you who really know me and have been on my social media journey, you know that my whole brand is Kirby is a Boss. And it seems like it would make sense to carry that over into a podcast title, right? The Kirby is a Boss podcast. Well, I was praying about that. I was praying about what I wanted to title this. And personally, I felt like the Kirby is a Boss podcast didn't seem right. Not that I'm changing my brand or my name or anything. No, I love the silly story behind my username. It's nostalgic. It's funny. It's very me. But a while back, I made a second Instagram called Bought and Beloved. But I never really did anything with it. I knew that God put that word, that phrase on my heart. But I didn't know what to attach it to. So when I started considering podcasting and was entertaining this idea and praying about it and had to come up with a title for it, God brought that back up to my attention, Bought and Beloved. And so that's the name of the podcast. So what does it mean? What does it mean, Bought and Beloved? What's the story behind that? What's the symbolism behind it? Well, you see, that's our identity. As believers in Christ, our identity is that we have been bought because we are His beloved. Now, one of the most iconic and foundational scriptures of the faith is John 3:16. Many of you guys probably know that verse. Pretty much every Christian, I think, has heard this verse. But for those of you who don't know, hey, no shame. This is what it says. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So let's break that down for a second. Now, the first part of this states that God so loved the world. Well, what's the world? Who is the world? Us. Us, you and me, His creation. He so loved us. He so loved us, even while we were still sinners and delighting in brokenness. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows His love for us, that in while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While we were still in the midst of our sin, God still called us His beloved and wanted us. Even in the midst of the muck and the mire and the dirt and the grime, God still looked at you and said, "I want her. I still love Him." So God sent Jesus, His one and only, His beloved Son, to literally die, so that we could be fully loved by Him. But why? Why did Jesus have to die in order to demonstrate God's love for us? To answer that, we have to kind of go back to the beginning, to look at what Adam and Eve did back in the garden. You see, God created a perfect world. A perfect world in perfect order that was perfectly supplied for and perfectly provided for. Now, God created Adam and Eve, the pinnacles of His creation. You know, He made the seas, He made the skies, He made animals, He made fruit. For all my whole 30 friends out there, He made all kinds of stuff. He made gluten. Shout out. I love bread. But when He made humanity, He deemed them very good. You know why? Because we were made in His image. You see, even from the start, we were the apple of God's eye. We were the beauty that He beheld. We were the desire of His heart. We were and have always been his beloved, that he sought after and that he created in his image to intentionally pursue. God wasn't walking in the garden with monkeys or conversating with the caterpillars or you know, hanging out with the dogs, even though they're man's best friend and they're like the greatest thing ever. No! Humanity was made to be God's best friend, and God wants to be our best friend. We were created to be in relationship. We were created to be dependent on him. He created us to be intimately connected with him in a beautiful and an intentional way. He chose us. God chose us from the beginning of time to be his image bearers, to be in relationship with him, to be made in his likeness. But with that being in mind, he created us and gave us the ability to choose as well. In fact, to demonstrate this, he planted a tree in the garden known as the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He instructed Adam and Eve to not eat of this one tree in the midst of hundreds of others which were presented among them to enjoy. But this tree, it wasn't placed there to be this lifelong temptation that Adam and Eve had to walk by and face every single day that some cynics may believe. No, it wasn't there to tempt Adam and Eve. The purpose of the tree was to display God's authority as creator and ruler, and to show that we were given free will to obey or disobey God's commands and trust in him. Now, as the story goes, Satan came to them in the form of a serpent, and he tempted them to eat of the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And they chose. They chose to eat of it. But why? Because Satan twisted the truth for a lie, made it seem good, and he told them, eat of this fruit, eat of this tree, and you're going to be like God. We see here that they forgot their identity as image bearers of God. They challenged the authority of God being sovereign, of God reigning. They chose to doubt God's boundaries for them, that they were good, and that they were sufficient for their livelihood and satisfaction. God wanted to protect Adam and Eve with that command, but they doubted. They chose to trust in themselves, and outside of God's promise and plan, they ended up sinning against God, and because of this, humanity entered into a sinful and a fallen state of disobedience and separation from God. And that is the world that we live in today, a fallen world that is separate from God. Because our perfect and pure and holy and righteous God cannot be in the presence of sin. Or, should I say, sin cannot be within the presence of a perfect, pure, holy, and righteous God. You see, there was this weight, this debt, if you will, that was placed on humanity. There was a penance that needed to be paid because we willingly disobeyed God and have been found guilty of this. Humanity has inherited this sin nature from the seed of Adam, and we are all guilty of it. Whether you have intentionally sinned against God or not, we have sinned against God. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned, my friends, and fallen short of what? God's glory. We all, because of our sin nature, should not be able to stand in the presence of God. Think about this. Really, really think about this. How sin cannot withstand the presence of a perfect and righteous God, because his fully glorified state as a holy, blameless, righteous, pure, and perfect judge would completely obliterate the sight of sin's darkness with his marvelous light. Seriously, think about this. Sin cannot withstand the sight of God because of the full glory of God's being. It wipes out all darkness. It dispels it. So, with that in mind, you might be thinking, where is the hope in that? I am full of sin, so how on earth could I be in relationship with God if literally all of his glory and his character and his fullness would completely obliterate basically who I am? We all have sin, so it seems kind of like an unattainable relationship, right? Well, that's where Jesus comes in Jesus, as many of you know, he is the Son of God. He was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. God came down in human form. He was born as a sweet little baby, and he lived an absolutely sinless life. Think about that. Jesus literally had no sin, no bad thoughts, no impure actions, no wrong motives, no stain, absolutely blameless. Because he was 100% God, he was able to live a perfect life, but he was also 100% fully human because he was in the flesh. He had skin, he had a beating heart, he had cells, he sweat from that hot Israeli sun, he had emotions and feelings, he even had to face temptation himself. But the thing is that he denied it. He denied temptation every single time. He never even entertained the idea of sinning due to his perfect and holy nature. Now, it's kind of a lot to take in, understanding that he is 100% God, but also 100% man. But hopefully you kind of get the gist of it. Jesus' purpose, as we stated in John 3:16, was to die for our sins. We can never be good enough to earn our salvation. We can never work for our salvation. We are so sinful, humanity. We don't even realize it. We rebel against God and his commands and his perfect design and his order daily, intentionally and not. And from that, we just rack on more debt. But you see, Jesus came to say, hey, I'm going to pay it all for you. I'm going to pay off all of the debt that you have accumulated and that you will accumulate. Let me use my debit card to pay for it in full. In fact, put my card on file and let me be charged for the debt that you accumulated. Jesus died on the cross to buy us our freedom, to justify us in God's sight so that we could be free. He exchanged positions with us because Jesus lived a perfect life. He was deserving of being in heaven. He was deserving of God's grace and all of those things, right? He was deserving, but Jesus saw our hopeless state and he exchanged places with us so that we could be free. But not only did he die, but because of the power and the sovereignty that he had as the Son of God, he had the authority to overcome and to conquer death and was resurrected 3 days later. Because what? Light dispels the darkness. Truth overcomes that death. No sin, no death, nothing can hold back the power and the resurrection ability of Christ. My friends, if you choose to believe this gospel and to proclaim him as the Lord of your life, as the one true God, and that what he did was enough to pay off your debt, we become resurrected with him into new life. We get to overcome the debt of death and instead enjoy the fullness of life. We get to be fully justified before God, repenting of our sins, filled with the Holy Spirit, being daily renewed and transformed and sanctified to who he created us to be as his holy children. Isn't that so beautiful? We have been bought by Jesus because we are his beloved. Our Father in heaven, he loves us so much that he came down and he did all the dirty work so that we wouldn't just have a get out of hell free card, but so that we could be in right relationship with the God of the universe, the God who satisfies our every need, because he is everything that we need and more. All things are found in him and supplied by him. Isn't that such good news? He wants to take us back to the garden, my friends, and he wants us to know that our identity, if we are a believer in Christ, living for him, doing life with him, our identity is that we have been bought and we are his beloved. Believe this with me, that you are bought and beloved. You are redeemed and you are received. You are freed and you are found. You are delivered and you are desired. It's simple as that. It's true as that. Sometimes we find it hard to accept that simple truth. We overcomplicate what has been finished by what has been paid in full. Tetelestai. That word, tetelestai, that's what Jesus uttered on the cross as he drew his last breath, declaring that it was finished, knowing that our relationship with him was restored by what he accomplished. It is his works that made grace accessible to us. It is by grace through faith that we have access to the Father, just as Ephesians 2 states. You see, believing and receiving this gift that he bought for us, it doesn't just seal the deal for our afterlife, but our eternal life, and that includes today. You get to live in relationship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, right now and forever. He bought our freedom, and he calls us his beloved children. So I want that message to ring true throughout all of these podcasts. I want us to know who we are. Because seeing as we know the truths about ourselves, it reflects the glory and the truth about who he is. Because honestly, it's all about him. Our identity should reflect who he is. We are bought. We are beloved because he is good, because he is gracious, because he loves us, because he has all authority and power to claim back what is his. He is jealous for us. You know why? Because we are his and he wants us back because he loves us. That's the truth. That's the tea. Guys, I just want to thank you so much for joining me in this journey. Please be praying for the podcast and again, subscribe, give this 5 stars, comment something sweet. But one thing I do want to throw out there before you log off, I want this podcast to be more than me just spitting out truth and spitting out words. I want this to be something that you all can get plugged into as well as a community, and that you get the opportunity to get poured into and to be heard. So, with that being said, I opened up a public email, botandbeloved@gmail.com. It's fully spelled out and is spelled out A-N-D, botandbeloved@gmail.com. And I want you to send in your biblical questions, your circumstances, if you need advice, if you need answers based off of truth, if you have anything like that, please send it in and include your name, where you're from, maybe what your age is if you want to. But please sign it with your name. Unless you do want it to be anonymous, then please disclose that you want it to be anonymous. Just because I know some of you guys, that's what you want. You're in tough situations where you don't need your name and your story publicized like that. And I respect that. So if you want to include your name, please do. If not, just let me know if you want it anonymous. But yeah, I'll pick one or two to answer at the end of every podcast and it'll be great. So send in those questions, keep it short and sweet and to the point, and I will do my best to answer as many as I can. Follow me on all my social media. It's Kirby is a Boss. Please share this podcast with your friends. Let's get the gospel out there. Subscribe so you can be automatically notified when I upload, which should be bi-weekly, maybe weekly, depending if I have enough free time. But yeah, also give this a sweet rating. Remember that 5 is the number of grace. So 5 stars. LOL. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the Bought and Beloved podcast with me, Kirby Minnick. And I can't wait till next time. See you then.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. Did you know that Zondervan publishes over 300 new original books and Bibles each year? For over 80 years, Zondervan has found the best and the brightest young authors, like our very own Luke Lazon and Matt Brown, and given them a platform to share the ideas that God has placed in their heart. Check out zondervan.com for your next favorite read.